Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another coverage episode of Comic Chronicle. As always, I'm your host, Society's Mutant / Metahuman, Dakota Morgan, and coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. Now, covering today, guys, what we're going to be going over is a little female hero. Quote-unquote little. Who doesn't get the light of day too much anymore? She used to back in when? Probably mid-2000s, then before, but now, not so much. The character from Marvel Comics, She-Hulk. She-Hulk does not get the light of day. She mostly gets it as a pun of like, oh, you're a She-Hulk, to like a strong woman or whatnot. But who is the She-Hulk? Who is she? Well, guys, that's what we're going to go over right now. Surprise, surprise. Going over She-Hulk. I just said it like 5 times. I know. Get the fuck out, right? Alrighty. First up, she first appeared in Savage She-Hulk number 1, 1980. Her real name is Jennifer Jen Walters. And, surprise, surprise, created by Stan Lee. I know. Here's a little bit of backstory to good old Jen Walters. She's the cousin of Bruce Banner. Not already being in trouble for that one, for that relationship, hey, Jen. And she's also a lawyer. Though, after making enemies with a crime boss, who she was going to probably put in jail, got her really shot and seriously wounded her. She had a blood transfusion with her cousin Bruce because he was in town on hero business and had no other donors in that matched her blood type that were in the immediate area. So, as you can imagine, it does not go well because this is after Bruce's incident. And after she gained powers like him and she was able to transform into the She-Hulk. And she was a savage at first, kind of like Hulk is, like this maddening Hulk, just tearing everything up to shreds and shit. Was that at first, but then she became normal. She got her intelligence back, and she became like normal Jen Walters, just in Hulk form. Then, over time, there was a radiation incident that happened on a S.H.I.E.L.D. helicarrier due to one of the turbines and the engines and whatnot. And she's not able to currently either. Well, currently, different story. But she wasn't able to transform for a very long time back into the She-Hulk. Well, not back into She-Hulk, but back into her own current self. My bad. Yeah, she can't turn back into there because of overdose radiation and whatnot, so she's stuck in the She-Hulk form forever. So that's green-looking girl, like green-looking kind of buff girl that you'd find at the gym and whatnot. One that you know if you flirt with it, she's kicking the balls and your nutsacks would explode. That sort of thing. Maybe that's just me. Alright, looking up next, guys. Current history of good old Jennifer Walters. She is still a lawyer, but for superhumans. That is her current history. She's still just doing the law work, just working for superhumans. All alike, inhumans, mutants, everybody. Trying to help out the superhuman community as it is, because she is part of it now. It's one of those, her world has was expanded from the regular criminal scum that scourge the cities to other people need help. People with powers, people with in kind of the like upper world of superhumans. Yeah, it's the best way to put it, at least. Like inhumans, mutants, other like radiation incident people, like who knows. In the Marvel Universe, anything could fucking happen. Anything, literally. Now, teams she's been a lot of teams. Jennifer Walters, aka She-Hulk, has been a member of a lot of teams over the years. First up, she was a member of the Fantastic Four. She's also been an Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. She was on the Defenders, which maybe she'll get on Netflix, maybe. That will come later. She was on the Heroes for Hire team, the Avengers, and the Fantastic Force. Pretty good lineup if you're looking at a resume here. If you're trying to recruit this character or something, she has a pretty good fucking lineup. Now, current series. She's in the current Hulk series because, as we know, in spoilers, in Civil War II, Bruce Banner was shot in the head by Hawkeye. Now, there was reasons for that. Good reasons. Very good reasons. But he's now dead. I mean, he's now officially dead. There's nothing he can do with it or whatnot. And she's obviously going through a withdrawal on that. And current series, from what I've read, first two issues, she going through kind of a rough patch. She's got her human form back at the current moment here, but she's trying to make sure she doesn't want to turn green and get filled with rage. Because if she knows that she has the rage, she'll go green, and people will probably go back human again. So, that's the problem. I mean, dealing with that, dealing with normal day, everyday life, like subway, you're going to get pissed off in the subway in Manhattan. It's what's going to happen here. But it features her now, basically, and After Effects and current Marvel Universe, to say the least. Now, the thing is, now with the She-Hulk. She-Hulk has been wanted. I am part of the people. She's on the list of heroes that deserve a Netflix TV show, because Hulk's in the Avengers movies, and that he can stay in Avengers movies. She-Hulk, though, you can put her in the, because she's in Manhattan. She's a lawyer. Can that not connect to somebody if they put her in live action? Daredevil much? She can work with superhumans. Jessica Jones, Luke Cage. There you go. Maybe Iron Fist too. Fuck. She-Hulk. It can happen. It can happen. If you want to just do makeup on somebody and a buff lady that's really good on actressing or being an actress, then you can do that too. Play the 19, well, whatever, Hulk TV show back in the day where they painted over a dude with green paint. You can do that with a woman, or you can do this bodysuit or something. She-Hulk can be done, and fans, including myself, want one for Netflix. I mean, it's her, Moon Knight, Ghost Rider. I mean, in a world right now where we have Netflix doing so well with heroes, they're now given their own team that may be coinciding with the Avengers soon. Hopefully they are. Like, Daredevil, big Avenger. Jessica Jones, pretty big character still. I'm not a big Avenger. Luke Cage, big dude in Marvel Comics, depending on who you talk to, who knows their shit, or really who's been in it for a while. And then Iron Fist, same with that. And then now you got Punisher getting his own series too, coming out pretty soon. The Defenders are getting their own series. I mean, come on now, guys. She-Hulk. If you listen to this, that's a pretty good potential for something there. She's not made any live-action appearances yet in anything as of yet. Who knows? Maybe she can start in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and go to Netflix like Ghost Rider should. But that's all I got for you guys today on the She-Hulk. Hopefully you like her and whatnot. Check out her many, many books. And I was like, look at the series, the teams that she's been on. Or go back. Here are the teams that she's been on. Like, I would tell you, say it again. Fantastic Four, S.H.I.E.L.D., Defenders, Heroes for Hire, Avengers, Fantastic Force. Plenty of books to check out, guys. Her own books. The current series now, Hulk. Check that out. Recommended for you guys as well. And hopefully it gives you a little bit more limelight on She-Hulk, a character who does not get out there that much at all. So thank you, guys. And as always, if you want to give any reviews, any suggestions for anything else to cover and whatnot, go ahead and tweet me or give a tweet or a message at DakotaMorgan3 on Twitter. Thank you, guys, as always. And stay classy, Manhattan.